Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Labors for Christ, Word Life Center, Midweek Spiritual Life and Development. We are so excited about this month of June. It is our church anniversary. God has brought us a long way. He has blessed us, and he has given us our promised land. And we are just rejoicing. This will be our first celebration in our new home. And we are just humbly grateful. We are just at awe in what God has done. And we worship him. We adore him. We lift him up. And we just want to shout from the mountain of the Lord, of the goodness of the Lord, of all his wondrous works. We thank and we praise him for that which he has blessed us with. He has showered the blessings from heaven. He has been faithful to his promises. He has made a way, and he has brought us from darkness into the mighty, marvelous light, and we worship him. We thank him, we thank him, we thank him. So we're glad that you have joined with us this evening. And as you have, we want to start our evening off, our first prayer and teaching gathering for the month of June with the presentation of our June prayer and declaration, as provided by the ambassadorial prophet Michael Henderson. We want to declare this prayer over our life, over our church life, over our family life during the month of June. We decree and declare that June is our healing month. We will walk in divine healing according to Exodus 15 and 26. We are, and you are, the Lord who, we know that you are the Lord who heals. You are our physician. Lord, we decree our bodies are healed, our emotions are healed, our soul is healed, and our minds are healed. Lord, we release our faith, and we decree this month we are healed from our past, and we are healed in our present, and we are healed in our future, Lord, by the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, we declare each week in June as a celebration, high praise, a hallelujah time. Lord, we celebrate the goodness of you in this land of the living, for you have shown it and you have given it. Lord, we pray Zechariah 4 and 6 over any weapon that will be formed in the month of June. Then he answered and said to me, saying, this is the word of the Lord to me and my family, saying, not by might, nor by power, nor by, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts, will you walk in this victory in the month of June. Lord, we decree promotion, divine intervention, and salvation this month. Lord, we pray for a fresh desire to know you more intimately in the month of June. Lord, we decree that we have peace, joy, and self-control in the month of June. We will live in the good measure, pressed down, shaken together, flowing blessings of you in this month of June. Praise the Lord, the month of June, the name of the Lord we shall decree and declare will be Lord El Rey, the God who sees me, from Genesis 16 and 13. We confess the name of God El Rey for the month of June. El Rey is the God who saw me in my past, sees in my present, and seeing my future. In Jesus' name we pray. The scriptures that we will stand upon and declare and believe and rest in is Psalms 107 and 20 through 21. Lord, heal me, and I will be completely. I will be completely healed. Rescue me, and I will be perfectly safe. You are the one I praise. And then in Jeremiah 17 and 14, but you serve your God, and he'll bless your food and your water. I'll get rid of the sickness among you. There won't be any miscarriage of barren women in your land. The Lord says, I'll make sure you live full and complete lives. Hallelujah. And in Exodus 23 and 25, under the Message version, I pray for good fortune in everything you do and for your good health, that your everyday affairs prosper as well as your soul. Hallelujah. And then the last one is 3 John 1 and 2. And so we praise God for this this month's decree and declaration, and we stand on it, we believe on it. Our faith will stand firm upon the promises of your word. We thank you, and is the ambassadorial prophet or apostle?
Yes, I am. Here? I am on the line. I am on the line. Good evening. Yep. Well, good evening. Thank you, thank you, Overseer, for reading our prayer and our declaration. Praise God. I think it's always amazing to me, myself, to hear what God say and then to look at the state that we're in and really understand that God foreknows. And so I do pray healing over the devastation of our city, healing over the devastation of our nation as the United States of America and all that is happening all over the world. And so I am glad that one of the things that Bishop tells us, we lead in the future. And so we thank God that he knew that June definitely needed to be a time of healing, given all that is happening, has happened, and will probably continue to happen. And so we pray that we as a community will connect our voices and continue to begin to decree and declare that healing over our city, over our family, over our nation, and trust that God has already made provision for us in that area. We are, the Bible says, by his stripes we are healed, past tense. And so it's in the very present and the future that we operate out of a past decree. So thank you, Overseer, for setting that atmosphere and preparing us to move to the next place. Again, good evening, Blog Talk family. As always, we are excited that you are joining us for our Wednesday spiritual growth and development and biblical training. This month, we will start a new series, and we will begin to talk about the prophetic. And we will continue to talk about the prophetic. Last month, we talked about prophetic through deliverance. And now we want to look at the prophetic as it relates to coaching and counseling.
A little technical difficulty, but continue. The prophet will be back online shortly. And take a note, have your pencils and paper, your journals ready to take notes from the prophetic as it relates to counseling. Counseling is the under the anointing of the prophetic. So we will wait Yes, ma'am.
Can you give me the scripture again for Jehovah El Rey?
Okay. I surely can. The scripture for is Genesis 16 and 13.
Thank you.
Chapter 13 first. You're very welcome. Hold on, Prophet. I'm going to get you back online. There you go. Yes, sir.
All righty. Well, I'm back. I had a hard time getting in and apparently a hard time staying on. But amen. So let's just set an atmosphere of praise real quick to distract the distraction. Amen. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you that you have given us authority. We have authority over the powers. And so we pray today that as we will release what it is that you have in our hearts individually and collectively. We thank you for what is going to be downloaded in heaven and what is going to change as a result of what you are releasing in the atmosphere today. And so we give you all praise. We give you all glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So this month we will look at a new series and we will start talking about this prophetic through counseling and coaching. I do have a special guest who will be joining me for the next 2 weeks that will help me to excavate this word and have conversation as we take a deeper and intimate look at what we believe will be another inspiring and powerful teaching. We are excited about the transformation and the prophetic breakthroughs that you will experience as we continue to declare those breakthroughs in your home, community, in your city, and in your sphere of influence within the Seven Mountains. Every month, we encourage you to participate. It is very important to the development of the teaching and the training, and as always, the expectations for you to engage, ask questions, and implement the teaching in your personal and public lives. I am excited, amen, about what God would download in our hearts today, and we believe that you will walk away this evening with fresh revelation, walking in restoration, entering into a new place of maturation, all while God is going to manifest the miraculous to you. Amen. We are confident that the Creator who has begun such a great work among you, he will not stop. God is always at work in your life. He does not stop in mid-design, but he will keep perfecting you until the day Jesus, the anointed, our liberated King, returns to redeem the world. Amen. I just have to read my confession scripture. I've been on this scripture all month. It is 1 Peter 5:8-11. And it says, keep a cool head. Stay alert. The devil is poised to pounce and would like nothing better than to catch you napping. Keep your guard up. You are not the only ones plunged into these hard times. It's the same with Christians all over the world. So keep a firm grip on the faith. The suffering won't last forever. It won't be long before the generous God, who has great plans for us in Christ, eternal and glorious plans they are, will have you put together and on your feet for good. He gets the last word. Yes, he does. And that's 1 Peter 5:8-11. Amen. So like I said, we're going to talk about this concept of the prophetic as it relates to counseling and coaching. And so my special guest for the next 2 weeks is a friend of the ministry. He is a ministry partner. He is a 2020 AEN candidate. He is the elect elder. I call him Dr. Carter Thomas. He is also a business owner. He has his own counseling business. He has influence within the Seven Mountains. And the name of his business is Good Company Christian Counseling. He flows prophetically. He is gifted in this area, and we want to begin to have this conversation and excavate the Word of God through the lens of the prophetic as it is as we see it within the counseling lens. And so we do want to welcome elect Elder Thomas. Are you on the line, Elder Thomas?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Thank you, sir.
All right. He is here. All right. He is in the building. So so we've been looking at, so as we continue to talk about us developing ourselves as an apostolic and prophetic house, we are continuing to look at the prophetic through this powerful lens. And so we talked about, we have constantly talked about how the prophetic, we says, move, the prophetic ministry moves beyond just what? Prophesying, all right? So when we talk about the prophetic, we are moving it beyond just prophesying and also the office of the prophet. But we're talking about us developing a lifestyle and understanding that God is a prophetic spirit, and he is an inspiring spirit. And the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in us. And because we have the spirit of God, then we move, or we have the ability to move within the prophetic realm. And we've talked about these realms before. We've talked about these eight dimensions of the prophetic, and we will go over them again. And then we also talk about how within these eight dimensions, when we talk about the prophetic can be split up into three kind of gifts. You have your revelation gifts, which is the discerning of spirit, words of wisdom, and words of knowledge. You have your utterance gift, which is prophecy, speaking in tongues, and interpretation of tongues. And then you have your power gift, which is the gift of miracles, healing, and faith. And so when we, as a prophetic house, begin to talk about being an apostolic and prophetic house, we understand that we are talking about operating under an inspired spirit, which is the Holy Spirit. And we're not limiting the power of him flowing through us just to us prophesying, which prophesying in its smallest term is exhortation, exhortation and comfort. And so when we talk about having this prophetic spirit or being a prophetic house, a prophetic individual, we understand that it is a lifestyle. And because it's a lifestyle, we give God permission to move in every area of our lives. We're not physically restricted. We understand that we are not restricted by human limitations, because we move beyond physical restrictions, and we operate daily in the realm of the supernatural. And so we have to begin to look for God, or look for this inspired spirit, look for the prophetic to flow within us in every area. And so we talked about last month how it operates within the realm of deliverance, and we also want to talk about how it operates within the realm of counseling. And I believe it's so important because of the state that we're in, because of the state that we're in as a nation, because of how this decade is starting us off to lead us to the next 10 years, because of the continuous of devastation that we are experiencing and things that are happening, it becomes very important that we allow ourselves to be equipped so that when God strategically placed us within the sphere of influence with other individuals, we allow the Holy Spirit to have his perfect work in us and use us in ways that we don't even expect, and use us in ways that we can begin to release the will of God in the earth as it originally written in heaven. We talked about how apostolic and prophetic people. We're not gift-driven only. We're not a gift-driven individual. We are God chasers. We are intentional, love-struck warriors who understand that God desires more of us and desire to give us more. He wants more, and we want more. We are yielding our whole person, mind, body, soul, and spirit to the God who lives within us. And we desire to move in the dimensions that we've talked about with no limits and no boundaries. We understand that we are not restricted by human limitations. We have the ability to move beyond physical restriction and operate in the realm of the supernatural because we have made a conscious decision to surrender to God. We are believers desiring the mature lifestyle beyond milk, but solid food of divine inspiration that will move us into dimensions of both gifting and spiritual activations. We make purpose. We choose daily to give our life to Him so that we are guided and instructed by the hand of the Holy Spirit. And so being an apostolic and prophetic individual, it is a lifestyle. It's not, it is a lifestyle and a continuous movement. It's not something we do, it's who we are. And so we look to see God in every area of our life. We look to see Him beyond the gift giving that happened duration of the church, but we want to see Him move daily in our lives as we are representation and ambassadors of who He is. And so that's why over the next couple of few months, we want to begin to open ourselves and see how the prophetic is in operation. We see how it operates in deliverance. We're going to see this month how it operates within the lens of counseling and coaching. And then next month, we're going to talk about how the prophetic operates within the realm of healing and how healing is also a prophetic movement. It is being part of who God created us to be. And so just to do a recap before we go into and allow our brother, our partner of the ministry, to begin to talk about his experience, and then also as we begin to look at some scripture reference of how we see prophetic and counseling, we always want to keep within our lens our eight dimensions of the prophetic. Because being an apostolic and prophetic individual, you will find yourself, you can often find yourself operating within these eight dimensions. And again, to always keep it in the forefront, we're talking about it being a lifestyle, us bringing God to man and carrying man to God. It is helping man to understand who God is and helping him to walk the way God wants him to walk. And that is essentially what our brother does. He brings individuals to God, and then God brings individuals to him, and we shine the light through this lens of counseling and coaching so that individuals may understand the perfect will and the perfect plan of God for their lives. When we ramp, it is the ability to communicate what we have seen and heard and the ability to represent God in every dimension. We understand that it's not us, it's God. It is the inspiring spirit of the Holy Spirit bringing us into the place of truth. The Bible said that He will lead you into all truth, and that is what the Holy Spirit does. He reveals the truth of God concerning this situation. And that is why we call it prophetic, because it is revealed. Remember, prophetic is a word revealed or a word unveiled. And oftentimes, God has revealers, and then He has those who unveil. And so when we begin to flow prophetically, we're going to often reveal a plan of God or we will unveil a plan of God. So if you haven't took notes before, or haven't wrote this down, most of us on this line should know it. Those eight dimensions is, number one, prophecy of Scripture. We understand that that is the Bible is a prophetic book. Everything in it reveals or unveils the purpose and the plan of God. It is inspired. It was not written by, it was penciled by man, but it was written by God. It is Timothy that says every scripture, everything written in the Holy Scriptures, spoken by God, written by man through the Holy Spirit. It is what came to pass. I'm sorry, Peter said that the prophecy of Scripture is the prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. It was revealed by the person of the Holy Spirit. And that is even how we flow, when we flow within a realm of counseling, flow within a realm of coaching, flow in the realm of deliverance. It is a revealing by the Holy Spirit. We talked about how speaking in tongues is one of those dimensions, the discerning of spirit, words of wisdom and words of knowledge, the spirit of prophecy. The gift of prophecy, number six, the prophetic grace, and then number eight, the office of the prophet. And so when we, as an apostolic and prophetic house, we understand what, number one, it moves beyond just what, prophesying and the office of the prophet, but we operate within these eight dimensions, and we allow the Holy Spirit, the inspired Spirit of God, the truth of who he is, to reveal God's will that day. And because it did not come from us, it came from him. That is why we look at it through the lens of prophetic. So prophet, man of God, elder, doctor, I call him all kinds of things. he is a 2020 candidate. He has his own business. Why don't you tell us real quick, man, something about you, people who may be new and don't know you, and then let's begin to talk about the prophetic through the lens of counseling and how it has played a role in your business and how it plays a role in your gifting as a marketplace elder.
Well, praise God. It's such an honor and a privilege to be here. I don't take it lightly. And even when the prophet came to me and asked me to be a guest, again, I look at it as an honor. Because this platform and this ministry has done so much for my life and my business and my family. So I'm always grateful to be amongst Laborers for Christ, AEN. So a little bit about me. I have a master's degree in social work from the University of Michigan, which also has led me to also get a license. So in the state of Ohio, I'm a licensed independent social worker with an S, which stands for supervision, where I supervise other social workers, whether they're under me as far as wanting to be a licensed social worker or whether they want to be a licensed independent social worker, such as myself. So I supervise people in that capacity. I have also consulted with other social workers and business people to help them open up their businesses. So I've actually had the privilege and the honor of helping two women of God who's also elders in their churches in Toledo open their own business. They came to me again for consulting and for coaching. And I refer to them and I partner with them and they refer people to me as well. So, excuse me. In 2011, God started turning my world upside down, and it actually was a prophetic word that when I met Apostle Shawnette in 2010, my world started changing. But in 2011, it really took a turn, and so I had a job that they released me from, and I'm using the word released instead of fired, because God was taking me someplace I just didn't know it at the time. And where he was taking me was to open up my own business, but I wasn't looking. I want y'all to hear me. I wasn't looking to open up my own practice, right? And so when these people released me from this job, the day before they released me, I was at church, and I started talking to this businessman, Christian businessman, and I said, I feel like my job is pushing me out, but God is pulling me into something. I just hung around the church. I couldn't leave the church because I had this strong feeling. I mean, it was moving on me so strongly that I was trying to just figure out what was actually happening to me. And so I went to a businessman and I just said to him, again, I didn't have no business. I wasn't even looking to open a business. But this businessman, I went to him and I said, I don't know what's going on, but I really sense that my job is pushing me out and God is pulling me into something. The very next day, they released me from that job. They released me from that job. And when I got released from that job, maybe within a week, God had spoke to me and said I was going to be 7 months not working. 7 months. That's a hard word. As he told me, 7 months I wasn't going to be working. So, again, that was on May the 2nd of 2011. That was May 2nd, 2011. And then I just started doing all kinds of stuff, looking for work, doing everything that was possible. But I promise you that door was closed. I couldn't get a job anywhere for 7 months. I couldn't find work nowhere. But on December the 2nd, 7 months to the day from the time I was released, this local church in Wauseon, I live in Wauseon, Ohio. It's right outside of Toledo, Ohio. This local church called me and said, we have some people that we want you to start counseling. They set me up in an office in their church. It was my office. The church paid me from this fund that they had called the Samaritan Fund, and they started paying me, and I was just seeing their people at the church, and the church started paying me in a check. And I was talking to my wife about this today, where when I started seeing my name on checks from churches, I knew that God was calling me to do this and I was going to be receiving more checks from churches with my name on it, which has happened, as well as insurance companies and all those types of things. So God has been showing me these things all along, that he was taking me somewhere, and I just needed to be ready for it. But again, he started showing me and talking to me, letting me know prophetically, this is what I'm going to do with you. This is what I'm going to do with you. And so surely God would not do a thing until he first reveals his secret to his prophets, Amos 3:7. And so it was one of those things where God said, I'm not going to do this before I show it to you. Right, so I started my office here in Wauseon, Ohio, again, in a local church. And so they were just paying me, and they were just sending people my way. And so my business just was growing from there. And then I started doing, you know, signing contracts with agencies to come in and do counseling in their facility. And so it just kept going like that and going like that. And so it was in 2014 where a counselor in my church said that it's a woman in Toledo that has her own business, and she's looking for another counselor to come in. And so I started working with this woman of God, and so she started mentoring me and started getting me to on insurance panels, right? So my name started getting on insurance panels. Now, while I was out of work and everything, it was prophesied over me that once I become a Medicaid provider, the word was released to me that once I become a Medicaid provider, I would never have to worry about money again. I would never have to worry about money again. So in 2015, 5 years ago, I became the first and the only African-American male Christian. Oh, it just stirred me up. that was a Medicaid and a Medicare provider in our area. The only Christian African-American male who was a Medicaid and a Medicare provider, I became the first to do that. And it's other now, but at the time it was nobody else but me. And so that's what God had done for me. And then I opened up my own practice. I branched out from this one man of God, and I opened up my own office. Again, it's Good Company, Christian Counseling, and Life Coaching. So I've been operating apart from this woman that mentored me for the last 3 years on my own. And I have an office in Toledo, Ohio, and I have two offices in Wauseon, because one is my home office. I do a lot of work from my home, as well as an office that I have in Wauseon where I see people face to face. So that's the brief introduction.
man, you know what, man of God, let me, I know this, I heard this story, but it's also so refreshing to hear it again and to even think about the word that's over you as it relates to the 2020 candidates, with the AEN. You are definitely a trailblazer and a pioneer, and so we're excited to hear that. But it's also just a confirmation, man, of, you know, this El Rey that we're on, the God who saw, seen, and singing. So I'm excited that God saw in the past that you're a trailblazer, see you trailblazing now. And I'm excited because the word of you and AEN, the 2020 candidate, is how you guys are a trailblazer for the future. And so we are excited about the things that's inside of you that you don't even know it's in you yet, that is being unlocked and so and being stirred so that you can continue to trailblaze and pioneer as we lead in the future. So, but go ahead, man. I just have to say that. All right.
Yeah, well, praise God. And you know, Prophet, when I started talking, and actually when you started talking, and then I started going through my head what I wanted to say, and I started hearing that, man, you really was a trailblazer. And that's why the timing just being so perfect, because for some of y'all don't know, I had started this process before, and things just was getting in my way, and it was like, okay, God, I don't know what's going on here. So the timing of God is impeccable. All right, God is intentional about what he's doing and what he wants to do in and through his people. So when God started showing me about being a counselor and the examples that he was giving me as far as being a prophetic counselor, you know, he just started opening up scriptures in the Old Testament as far as kings. All the kings had prophets assigned to them. And so, you know, as we've been taught and what we know is that even the kings of the Old Testament could also be a foreshadow of apostles now, and based the way the roles that they play and how they help the kingdom of God. So kings having prophets assigned to them is like, again, modern day apostles having prophets coming alongside of them to help build, as it talks about in Ephesians. So when we start opening up the scripture and we start talking to people and they open up their hearts to us, we are able to speak life into them and speak to their future. One of the things that you have said about the Holy Spirit, Prophet, is not only does he lead us into the truth, it also says that he tells us of things to come. So the Holy Spirit is telling us about what is going to happen. And so, you know, because we have the Holy Spirit, and I have been trained, all the other training, I went through ministry school. I started ministry school in 08, and I met Prophet Henderson in 09 when I was doing my internship at the agency that he was working at. And so I would go down there, and I would minister to the men that was in that facility for substance abuse problems and what God had given me to talk to those men about. So I graduated in 2011. As a matter of fact, it was May of 2011 is when I graduated from ministry school. It was just a couple of weeks after I was released from this job, I graduated from ministry school 3 years, and my concentration is in counseling and deliverance. I want to say it again, My concentration is in counseling and deliverance. And so, you know, the foundation of my agency is Psalms 107:20. He sent his word to heal and to deliver from destruction. And the other scripture is Revelations 3:20, that Jesus says, I stand at the door and I knock, and if anyone hears me, that I will come in and I will sup with them and them with me, and that is good company. So those are the foundations of my practice, is those two scriptures where God is sending a word to heal and to deliver from destruction, and Jesus is standing at the door of the church and at the hearts of people and saying, I want to come in and spend time with you and you with me. And so as I'm counseling people, those are the things that I'm always looking for. I'm looking to be led of the Holy Spirit of what is to come, to use discernment, to hear what is going on in the lives of people. You know, that I could sit, because I was trained, I could sit for a long time and just listen to what people are saying. And as I'm listening to them, I'm hearing what the Holy Spirit would have me to say to them, what the Holy Spirit would have them to say to me. Yes, I have plenty of training. I have plenty of preparation. I just told y'all that I have a master's degree and I went to ministry school. But with all that training, what it did, it taught me to sit, and wait before you speak. Sit and wait before you speak. So those are the things that is so powerful for me. And God will show me some things as well. Again, Jeremiah 33:3 says, call on me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things you know not. The prophet Jeremiah, God is speaking to him, and he said, look, you need to understand something, that when you call on me, I'm going to hear you, I'm going to answer you, and I'm going to show you great and mighty things that you know not. And so in counseling, that is what I'm looking for, the leading of the Holy Spirit to show me some things about these people, to unlock some things that's going on inside their lives and in their hearts, and then to give them a word based on what the Holy Spirit has given me. Prophet.
Yes. No, man, thank you. So let's talk about, let's excavate a particular passage of scripture. Me and you had talked about David and Nathan. So let's look at that and let's bring that to a counseling lens and begin to, and then we'll have a few minutes so that we could open up for questions and answers. But let's go there scripturally and just reveal what the Lord has brought to you as it relates to that particular passage of scripture.
Well, we had talked about 2 Samuel is 12. The scripture is 2 Samuel chapter 12, where the prophet Nathan is coming to David. This is after David, you know, we know the famous story of David with Bathsheba. So the prophet Nathan is coming to him. And in verse 1 of chapter 12, it says, then the Lord, I'm reading out the King James Version right now. It says, then the Lord sent Nathan to David, and he came to him and said to him, and he was given this parable, there are two men in one city, one rich and one poor. The rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing except the one ewe lamb or sheep, depending on what translation you look at, which he had bought and nourished, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It ate at his own food and drank from his own cup and lay in his bosom, and it was like a daughter to him, because a ewe sheep is a female, ewe lamb is a female sheep. So anyway, and the traveler came to the rich man, who refused to take from his own flock and from his own herd to prepare for the wayfaring man who had come to him, but he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for him who had come to him. Verse 5. So David's anger was greatly aroused. So his emotions started stirring up in David as the prophet was giving him a parable. So great anger was greatly aroused against the man, and he said to Nathan, as the Lord lives, the man who has done this shall surely die, and he shall restore fourfold for the lamb because he did this thing and because he had no pity. Then Nathan said to David, you are the man. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave you the master's house and the master's wives into your keeping, and gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And if that had been too little, I also would have given you much more. Why have you despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? You have killed Uriah the Hittite from the sword. You have taken his wife to be your wife and have killed him with the sword of the people of Ammon. Now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will raise up adversity against you in your own house, and I will take your wives before your eyes and give them to the neighbors, and they shall lie with your wife and in the sight of this son. For you did it secretly, but I will do this before all of Israel, before the sun. So David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, the Lord also put away your sin. You shall not die. However, because of this deed, you have given great occasion to the enemy of the Lord to blaspheme the child who is born to you shall surely die. So, again, that was verse 1 through 14. So this thing happened, but God had showed Nathan this thing, and he gave a parable to David that was familiar with David, because here it is, David was a shepherd. So he had this great desire for sheep. So not only did God send Nathan, he gave him a parable that he knew was specific to David. And so when we are doing kingdom counseling and we're doing prophetic counseling, God will give us a word that is tailor-made for that individual. And that's one of the things that was opened up when even Prophet Mike and myself was talking. So go ahead, Prophet.
Man, I'm sorry. I so love that scripture. and so I got engaged in it. But one of the voice version begins to talk about how it identifies how the Lord again sent the prophet Nathan to David, and around verse number he said that he would have given him much gain. And so I began to look at that word gain in Hebrew talks about not just stuff, but it talks about a sense of honor. And so I like how the prophetic brings honor to God, but as we operate prophetically, there is an honor that comes upon us as an apostolic and prophetic house. And so I want us to embrace this reverence for how God honors apostolic and prophetic people, how he honors us opening ourselves to the lifestyle of allowing God to reveal. And if you just kind of look at Elder Carter's testimony, we see how God brought honor to the prophetic lens from the perspective of putting him on insurance panels, connecting him so that he can be a governing and an authoritative voice for God. And what I like about his ministry, his marketplace platform, form is that he does not house himself by covering himself up. He makes known who he is. So if you're going to come to him, you're coming to a Christian counselor, and you're going to get the word of God. You know, if you're dealing with Carter, you're probably going to get prayer and a word from God. You know, and he does not make excuses about that. And when we talk about embracing this lifestyle of the prophetic, it is us wearing who we are. It is us proclaiming who we are. It is us living out who we are originally and created to be. And when we look at this particular passage of scripture, when we look at Nathan and we see him not just as a prophet only, but also as a prophetic voice that is counseling the king, is bringing counseling to the kingdom. Because one thing David understood was what he was doing. He knew what he did was wrong. He knew that how he set it up was not pleasing to God, but how he continued to live his life. And so I believe oftentimes we find ourselves, Carter got into this conversation earlier this morning, we find ourselves in this place of shame, or we find ourselves in hurting that brings about shame. And it's not until God will connect us to reveal, unveil, so that we can walk and divine healing, so that we can walk according to God's original plan, according to God's original intent for our life. And so when we find ourselves in the midst of all that we are going on in our nation, in our homes, even just the spirit of what is happening in our country, in our places, and definitely I am praying for our city, the spirit that is arising in our spirit. It is important for us as apostolic and prophetic people to have our hearts open to how God wants to move and how God wants to reveal, or how God wants to unveil during this time.
Yes, sir. And, you know, the verse that you were saying, you know, Prophet, in verse 8, I know you want to open it up for people, and it says, God said, I gave you all this, I would have gave you even more.
Oh, man,
so
I
God is not
trying
to withhold stuff from us. You know, I don't need to take anything from another. Because what God has for me is for me. And when we counsel people, it's important to let them know that God has set this up for you. He's connected you to me, as you said already. And I tell people that. I even said it today. You know what I'm saying? To a person that God had brought back, they overdosed, you know, 7 times, and God kept bringing them back. You know, they were trying to kill themselves. And God kept bringing them back. And now I counsel that person. I was saying, you think God would just save you for all that to just give you to anybody? He sent you directly to me. So yeah, I know you want to open up the floor. So go ahead, Prophet.
Amen. So we do. We have about 5 minutes. If you have a comment, question, we've said a lot. If something's settled in your spirit, you may do so at this time.
I have a comment.
Okay, great. Oh, yes, go ahead. So we keep talking.
I think I always have a comment. I think I always have one. I don't know. All of this is so inspiring, and it helps me to see what God has been saying about my life. And finally, with this, I can see it. I can see it, and it makes me ready for it. It makes me hungry for it, where I don't think I was hungry for it before because I didn't understand it, what it meant, or where it was, what I was supposed to do with it, or where it was going. You know, so I didn't say no. I didn't tell God no. But, you know, it's one of those things you just put it on the shelf and you say, okay, at some point you're going to show me what to do with that, you know. And, you know, revisiting those words that the Lord gives to you from time to time, and you're going, I still don't see that one, God, you know. And you know, over the years, it can pile up. You have this big pile of stuff on the shelf. And you're going, God, when are we going to clean that shelf off? When is that going to come? And when is that going to come? Or what am I supposed to do with that? You know, and then, you know, I get to be this age. And then I'm going, is that still going to come? You know, was that a miss? Or, you know, and then some of that stuff just in this past, year, maybe year and a half, has escalated, especially when the Word of God came and Prophet released miracles, manifestation, maturation, all of them in. And at that time, I could only see one. I couldn't see more than one. But lo and behold, a year and a half later, I think this may be two years later, I'm seeing them all. I see how they fit together. I'm seeing how I fit, where I felt like I didn't fit anywhere. You know, all of these things, you have all of this, these eclectic gifts, and they don't seem to work together somehow. And suddenly these things make sense, and they're somehow working in tandem together. And this is inspiring here. And I'm sitting here and I'm going, God, maybe I'm ready. I'm going, maybe I'm ready. Thank you. I'm looking forward to this.
Amen. Well, we will declare you are ready. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Ready.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? I want us again to see ourselves, see how the prophetic operates in a daily basis on our lives. It is, again, not something we do. It is who we are. It is how God leads, guides, and directs us. It is how we move to the next path. When Elder Carter gets up and operates in a marketplace, his gift is always at work. The prophetic gift in him is at work. And answer this question, Elder, before we close. How important is it for you when you are in counseling sessions to rely on the inspired, the prophetic spirit of God to begin to reveal and direct the conversation?
It's invaluable, you know, because the way God works with me, you know, and you know, Prophet, you know, the way he shows me things in numbers. So there's been times when people, I was even just in setting the appointment for the person, I already know that, okay, something's going to happen on this day. So he's already preparing me just because of the date. I want y'all to hear that. Just because of the date along and the time. It's just the way he works with me in numbers. He started you know, let me know, hey, something's going to happen here. You know, something going to happen in this session. So I go in with an expectation. One of the things is I set the atmosphere. Again, you've been in my office, Prophet, and you even have prayed in the offices I've had. And so I come in, I put on music, even some prophetic sound, you know, instrumentals, and, you know, I got plenty of smell good in my office as well. So I got a sound, and then I got the aroma, you know, so I'm messing with their senses as soon as they walk in the room. But these are things that I was doing before I went to ministry school, and then it was confirmed when I was in ministry school that what I was doing as far as establishing the atmosphere, you know, because I really do believe that we are world changers and, you know, we are change agents. And so when people come into the office, we've already prepared a place for them because we have gone before ahead of them, right? Apostatically, we have gone before them, but then we come and we wait for God to meet with us. So setting the atmosphere, being prepared, as you know, already then did a bunch of praying and read a bunch of scripture. So all that prep work, all that all that time was never wasted time. I'm speaking to people that's on the line right now, as you have done a lot of preparation and you've been saying, when, God, when? Well, I'm here to tell you right now that the when is now. I mean, now is really the time. The thing that happened in this nation or in the world with the pandemic and then with this racism and everything, it actually cleared the way. And one of the things that God has said to me was that I blew some things out of the way to open up the way. So God has blown some things out of the way to open up a way. And he started speaking driveways and roadways and highways and freeways. And this was before all this stuff happened. God was already saying a way is opening. And now we see people on the highways and the byways and the driveways and the doorways and in the gateways. We see people everywhere. But God had already said, I've blown some things out the way to open up a way. And that's where we're at right now.
I have
Amen.
A question.
Yes.
Elder, how much of day to day? He just asked the question regarding the inspired, but how much of it, or what ratio would you say is secular education versus spiritual education and the inspiration of Holy Spirit altogether?
You know, they work so closely together, I don't know if I could give you a percentage because I've been trained to detect certain symptoms in a person to be able to diagnose them clinically. Again, that's for the secular part, so I always have to do that part just for, you know, because insurance require that of me. Because insurance require that of me, but people can start talking to me and I hear symptoms. They just talking, but I hear symptoms. That's the way that God works with me. You know, again, it's the numbers thing, but I start detecting things. That's the discernment too, right? And then when they hit a certain number of symptoms, I can actually say, ding, 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 that's the diagnosis, right? But then God has also worked with me to be able to say, because of that diagnosis, I know what scriptures to apply to that. So even as the prophet was going out of 1 Peter 5 and 8 through 11, God has given me many a times 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. So that's 5, 6, 7, where he says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will and he shall exalt you in due season. So that's a prophetic promise, that you humble yourself to God, he will exalt you. And then it says, verse 7, it says, casting all your cares or all your anxieties, all your worries upon me because I care for you. So people will come to me there, say certain things. I recognize the symptoms that they may be suffering from, and then God would open up a word for me for them as well.
Okay.
Amen. Thank you, Elder. I appreciate this. We are towards the close of yes.
It's Pastor Rogers. I'm going to be brief. But based on what he had said and he said 7 months. I've been going 15 years. But when I opened up the business, you know, I opened up to do reduce stress, anxiety, and depression. And I went with massage therapy because I thought that was the way God had me to go. And then this last couple of weeks, God has been just flowing in me with this foundation of mental health coaching. And I'm on unit 2, so I know it's God because he's letting me flow right through it. But what I'm learning that God is allowing me to assess those things that people need. And people have been calling me for help because they're going through COVID-19 and this with their children, with this looting and everything, and that God has given me the assessment to which would also lead you to a scripture based on what they're giving you. When they give you the information, the Holy Spirit would give you the scriptures. Now, when for diagnosis, I try to stay out of that, but I can see how God is moving now in the business that he gave me, because I was tired and I was ready to really give up. But in this, when we think God is going to do it one way, he can do it in a way that you have no knowledge of, because I never would have thought I would go into mental health coaching, because out of 40 years of nursing, I never worked in psych unit. So I was studying in these classes, and I see how it does work hand in hand with helping people that's hurting. And I just wanted to thank God for what he was saying, because I do see him moving where even the alderman had asked me to go in a non-for-profit business where I would be able to get the insurance and the grants, where I really basically stayed away because I didn't want to be in no forms of politics. But I see now, I know that God is over the politicians and everything else. So I appreciate listening to this, and I've been encouraged.
Can I say something real quick too? What's your name again, sister?
Pastor Rogers, Diane.
All right, Pastor Rogers. Because when you were speaking, one of the things that God is saying, the where he's taking you right now, and the fact that your hands are so blessed. I need you to see that your hands are so blessed, but he's also working with your head and your heart. So he's bringing those H's into alignment, your head, your heart, and your hands, to be able to help bring other people in alignment. So I know something about massage, but even as far as chiropractic, it's an alignment thing when people are off-center, you know what I'm saying? So I can hurt a part of my hip, and it's going to throw my back off. And so
yes.
I'm hearing that God is aligning you, your head, heart, and hands, so that when people come into you, you can actually give them an alignment as well. So that's all I want to say on that.
Thank you. I receive that.
Amen. Thank you. Well, this is where we're going this month. We want to look at the prophetic through this lens of counseling, through this lens of coaching. If you're not a part of CCCI, I feel sorry for you. No, you should find out from Elder Sharita or Apostle if it is not too late to sign up. Both of these classes, Wednesday and Monday together, is definitely equipping and preparing you to lead in the future. You will have a new revelation and a new knowledge post-pandemic and post-riot and everything else that is happening. You will be equipped to move forward and how God is taking us, and better prepare for our community. For those of you who are part of Labors for Christ, you understand that we are a double ministry. Our church, the building is split up in a church and a community side. And so I want us to see how God is equipping us. He is preparing us so that when them doors, you know, when everything swing back open, we are prepared for the harvest. We are prepared for the overflow that is coming. Amen. Again, thank you, brother. I appreciate you. Look forward to what God will give and download in your heart on next week as well. And so be prepared to continue to, let's be prepared to continue to excavate excavate the word of God and continue this conversation as we look at the prophetic through the lens of counseling, as we look at it through the lens of coaching, and be prepared for more special guests to talk on this conversation. Overseer, any announcements before we close out in prayer?
Well, we do want to remind everyone that this is the first Sunday of our church anniversary. We've come with a worshipful, humble heart of what God has done in bringing us to this anniversary and to this place to celebrate our anniversary in. I know the apostle has asked individuals to do different things. So be mindful of that which has been required of you and asked of you, and be present to worship the Lord. And don't forget, this is our prayer drive. We've come in such a way that where we go, we will draw people to Christ. And so whatever it takes with your vehicles, with your heart, with your hand, whatever it takes, be prepared to release those things into the hand of God so that he can draw the people to us. The prayer drive will start after service, and so we do want everyone to be on time in the morning so you can get all of the directions that you may need so that this prayer drive will go through in excellence and in and in the plan that God has for us, because he will prepare people to receive his people. And so we do ask that you come prayerful and come expecting God to do something, and then come grateful for what God has done and hopeful and in faith of what you know that he will do. That's it, Prophet.
Thank you, Overseer. So let's prepare as we are celebrating, amen, the church, as we're celebrating our apostle and what God is and has done in our lives. Amen. Elder, why don't you close us out in prayer?
Amen.
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for allowing us to come before you. Because of Jesus, we have access to you, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and receive grace in our time of need. Father, we thank you for this class. We thank you for your people. We thank you for this time, Father, that we can come together, that we can praise you, that we can worship you, that we can learn from one another, and that we can reason together. We thank you for the prophetic. We thank you for speaking to us. We thank you for seeing things. You saw things, you seeing things, and you're going to see more, and we're going to see more things, Father. But we thank you for the things that are to come. I thank you for each individual, and I pray a special blessing over our apostle, over the overseer, over the prophet, and may you continue to richly bless them. And where there has been shame, we speak double honor, and we speak a double portion over each individual and over their families. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Love you. See you Sunday.
Amen. God bless you.
Good night.